2015, Monday, June 22nd, 6:06 p.m. Alright, so the problem is this. The problem is that you have some projects that you're thinking about making this commitment to. You're thinking about investing in this thing. And you do it based on expectations. It's like you have to form up some kind of expectation that if put this into this, then it's going to get me some kind of result. I'm going to get something out of it. If it turns out to be the case, time after time, you put something into it, do not get anything out of it. Put something in, do not get anything out. Then it's going to be like, how can I continue to put things into it? Problem is that things come up and it's like there's no way to avoid it. There's better ways to handle it, better and worse ways to handle it, but there's no way to avoid it. And so now it's like, oh, so there's no way to avoid putting efforts into things and then not getting anything out of it. I'm going to say no, there is going to be some way to handle that. There's going to be something that can be done that can deal with it such that you put effort into it, things come up, cannot get the whole thing done for the amount invested, and yet ultimately end up satisfied with what you get out of it. So that's thing number one. Let's save that. Next thing. Recall that I was having a lot of problem with getting things done, getting things out. Finally hit upon the strategy, various strategies for staging, versioning, having a deadline, and having a commitment to it. Each of these things in turn got much, much easier. And then made the goal of putting out a utility library, and it's like a utility library, it's like it doesn't really seem like it's a very big deal. It doesn't seem like it's big enough. It's like, no, like to the itinerations, like to many other things, like building off the mundane, let's do this, let's be committed to doing it, let's put it out there, something's going to come from it, something good will come from it. It's like, I don't know, but do it anyways, it turns out. I say, on the other hand, when there is no commitment to doing things, when things are not built off the mundane, can do a bunch of interesting work for a while, but things ultimately do not come out from it. So, number two is I'm saying that there has to be some kind of commitment to putting things out that matters. So, I'm saying it's going to end up being something like this. I'm going to make a commitment to deliver on something. Things are going to come up and it's going to turn out that I don't deliver ultimately, and yet also I do deliver. So this is the paradoxical solution. I'm going to base it on this strong claim that if something comes up, have to take a detour, have to do a bunch of work, that work has to be of value. Either it has to be the case that you, when you hit something that comes up, you do some kind of a search, and that's natural. It's like, turns out we need such and such a part, right? We'll do a search for something that's out there. That's like an inherent risk in whatever is your project. Okay, so we do a search for it. If something exists, it's out there, it has a cost, then that's part of the cost of the project. So that's not sure how to say it. There should be no disappointment there, I guess, is what I'm saying. Anyhow, so that aside, let's say that it turns out that there isn't anything that you find. And yet people have put stuff out, let's say that. Or maybe they haven't. Possibly have, possibly haven't. In any case, there is this empty space for this thing that you then develop for other people to make use of. And so it has to be the case that there is value. And I'd say that it's highly likely that whatever the value of that thing is, it is, it is at least in proportion to whatever you would be making. It's not the case that it's like, okay, I make this thing, but it's still worse. So, I mean, something to the effect like you take the amount of time that you invest, and then you take the proportion of time that you invest that has to go into this detour. And it's like you're rating it like per unit of time. The rating of per unit time that you spend on the detour has to be at least as much as your time elsewhere. Don't have a proof for that yet, but I feel pretty strongly about it, to the extent that I wonder how it can be the case that that's not true. If it's of necessity, everyone has to deal with it, and you put something out there such that everyone can make use of it, how is it the case that the value of that is less than the value of the thing that you're building? It probably, I'm going to guess that it probably can theoretically be the case, but it's not likely that for what I'm doing, it actually would be the case. So, if it turns out that you make this commitment, put this investment into this thing, you get back from it something of equal or greater value, that should be fine. Even if it's not the thing that you're going for directly, if you get back something of equal or greater value, then it should be fine. So the key to work out is how to make it be such that once that commitment is made, something will be delivered. And by something will be delivered, I mean something where you can put it out and realize the value from it, as opposed to you do a bunch of research around something for a while, and then that's it. Like nothing goes out anywhere. That's, I'm saying that's not going to be the case. So I'm going to work out something for that. I think it'll take a bit of time, but don't think it should be that complex. It'll probably need cycles to work it out, but the really the big thing is to say it's going to be both. It's going to be in from like a shallow or narrow perspective. It looks like it's paradoxical, and yet it's not. It looks like it's paradoxical in that I'm saying both gonna have to take these detours, and that they're fine, and also that I'm not gonna take them and they're not fine, but I am gonna take them and they are fine. Not gonna take them in the sense that not gonna go forever. So for instance, if it's about, say, how do I handle names, namespaces, and packaging, because I want to know what to do for Gen, especially since I'm concerned with versioning, etc., going forward. All right, that's a huge topic. I could go on and on and on and on for it. It's not going to be that the Gen project is then frozen indefinitely until I've totally exhausted that. So it's like, no, I'm not going to do it. But then again, I am going to do it. I'm going to figure out what is the minimum. I'm going to do it for a bit, then come back and say, okay, but what do I really need out of this in order to get back going again? And then I kind of go back and forth on it a bit, figure out what I need, freeze or save the rest of whatever that project is, finish out the thing that I made the commitment to, and then take a look. All right, what else can I do that is of value? All right, let me look at picking this thing up again and finishing out some further work here. Probably what I'm going to want to do a bit. Probably, I'm not sure. I think. See, I still have a bit of feeling of uncertainty around it. It would be good if I could somehow make a very strong case that whatever will be produced will be of equal or greater value. From there, it's like, all right, if that's to a certainty, then it really does not make any sense at all to really care that much about it. If by definition, what you're getting back is equal or more, it's like, how does it make any sense to be like, oh, but I'm still disappointed? It's like, no, it doesn't really make sense. Whatever your disappointment is, that has to figure into what is the value. So the question is then, like, what is the, how to evaluate things properly. Then the other thing is that if, again, like the stuff I said, going to end up getting back to whatever that is and still finish that thing out, then again, how can it be the case that it's like it's some kind of disappointment? It's like of necessity you have to deal with it. So it's like, it's kind of like this balancing act where to some extent it's like, well, for one thing, I think the needing to make a commitment and the need to ground things, etc., that was a bit undervalued, for one thing. Too much like the sense that it's like, all right, just keep doing good work and it'll work out somehow. Maybe to a large extent, to some extent, I'm not sure what extent that is true, but not completely. You really need that grounding and building off the mundane. So that's one thing. Another thing is, like, how evaluations go. I want to do something that takes this into account to the extent possible. So if I'm really interested in XYZ, motivated for it, and yet it's like, well, out of all the things I could work on, it's not the best one. And yet if I have a lot of interest in motivation, that motivation helps move things. Then it's like, okay, that to an extent, that's fine. Then beyond that, to the extent beyond that, it's not fine. It's like valuations are incorrect. Things are miscalibrated. And they either have to like work things out such that they're corrected, or it's just like, all right, I'm just going to force things through this. It's like, I don't know what else to do. But yeah, so anyhow, so I feel like this is overall a pretty natural evolution. It feels like it is, I wouldn't want to say exactly correct, but it's like it makes a lot of sense.